Thanks very much, Margo. And hereby I pass it on to Zeke.
Howdy. How you doing?
Pretty good, yeah.
That's good. No, I'm just froze to death. It was, I don't know, somehow, I don't even know, Margo makes it sound like it's like almost a nice balmy day out there. There's something that's going on in my bones that's just making me shiver like nobody's business. Anyhow, yeah, no, we're working on Plan C today because initially I was supposed to have Shelley Miller come in for an interview. Unfortunately, she had, she was unable to make it, so we're going to have to postpone it, and then at which point I was planning on making it to see two shows and then wasn't able to get that out because yesterday was a ridiculous day, so now we are pulling out of a hat discussion of this show that I have actually not seen, which is always a very, very dangerous thing to be doing. It's much, much better to talk about a show that you have seen than you haven't seen, because when you've seen it, you can actually sound like you know what you're talking about. If I haven't seen it, then at which point there's some stuff that I'm just pulling out of thin air and somebody's going to go see it and say, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And in today's case, you might actually be right.
At least they'll know about it.
Yeah, now that's the key thing to me because I briefly passed by and it's at this place called Galerie Pangee, which I'm not certain I'm entirely pronouncing correctly, but it's P-A-N-G-E-E with an accent someplace in there that just confuses the hell out of me this early in the morning. And Margo, who runs the place, was extremely gracious and nice. They were doing something for Nuit Blanche. And having basically what was a sort of closing celebration of this show, which is a drawing show. And basically they had taken the gallery and they had put these humongous pieces of paper floor to ceiling around all three walls, because one wall is just all windows since it's on the ground floor on St. Paul, 40 St. Paul West, by the way. And they had gotten the cream of the cream of the cream of the Montreal graffiti scene and the Montreal drawing scene, both of which are amazingly strong, amazingly wonderful, and amazingly great. And over the previous month, back in February, of these, I think there are 28, 30, maybe 75,000 of these artists. They each had come in for a day, 2 days, 3 days, and taken a little portion of the paper that had been put up on the walls and started going wild with the markers. And it's the sort of thing like you sort of revert back to when you were, I don't know, 4 years old and drawn on the walls, except for the fact that these guys actually know what they're doing with the markers. And so they were not just sort of scrawling and scribbling, but actually making some mind-bogglingly incredible stuff. And over the course of the month, that's why I think it's 28, because February has 28 days, but I could be off. And there might have been more because I didn't actually really count anything, which is not a good thing. Again, it's better to go see the show first than try and talk about it before seeing it. But anyhow, they had then on Nuit Blanche, they'd gotten all the artists back together, packed them into the room with a bunch of beer and stuff like that, and had an immense celebration, which sounded like it was lots and lots of fun, but it happened way too late for my sorry bones. Anyhow, the show itself, or which month, the drawings itself, they are still up on the walls. There's no beer, no artists hanging out and drawing anymore. And they are, yes, up on the walls of Gallery Pangee, which is at 40 St. Paul West. And there I wanted to discuss the sort of thing where, yeah, I've always had an endless fascination with Montreal street art, also known as graffiti, and the Montreal drawing. It's the sort of thing where, for one reason or another, it seems to me that it is all coming to a head right now. There's, you've seen the stuff by NME, which is a group of artists dating back to, I think, the turn of the millennia or something like that. And they are along the 20, along the 40. They are on various walls all over the city and so on. As far as I can tell, they no longer really are a collective and doing anything. However, the individual members still are. One of the, I think the sort of would be the equivalent of the lead singer of the band, Stare, has some absolutely breathtaking pieces that are along Saint Laurent and along Saint Catherine as well. In this show, it's the sort of thing where you have Astro, who is, if you've ever walked down Bloor Street from Sherbrooke down to Ontario, President Kennedy at that point, on the west side of the street, there is that whole construction area where they're building the new hotel, and it's, I think, called De La Concorde, which is there's a small alleyway sort of street behind there, and there's a bunch of graffiti murals up there. It's right by the old car dealership, and Astro's got a wonderful, wonderful piece there. He's got a he's got a style that is similar to, what would I say, 19 Richie Rich Comics is the first thing that comes to mind. And then on the other side of the street, there's also right behind the Armory, there is this whole wall that got taken over by the parking lot. There is, yeah, no, I'm just now rambling on and stuff like that, trying to figure out what my point is. My point is basically I got to go see this show en masse at Gallery Pange at 40 St. Paul West. You should as well. And, yeah, it's absolutely I'm all excited about it and salivating and so on. And, yeah, there it's just as a sort of in passing, I have a list of URLs and other internet addresses for all the artists who are involved. And if anybody is interested in getting it, it's a sort of almost comprehensive list of the artists. And if you email Wednesday at ckut.ca, I can send you the list myself. And next week, I promise I will go see a show before talking about it.
Thanks very much, Zeke.
No problem. My pleasure.